McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today, the scripture reading comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, as written in the NIV, and reads thusly: God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. The word of the Lord. Today's podcast show features Martha Washington, who is well known as the first lady of the United States of America. She was born June 2, 1731, in New Kent County, Virginia. Her parents were John Dandridge and Frances Jones Dandridge. She was the oldest of seven siblings. Early in life, she learned to read and write, and she read the Bible and other literature for her spiritual and religious development. Novels and magazines were read for entertainment and instruction. She stood about 5 feet tall. Her full name was Martha Dandridge Pettus Washington. She was married to Daniel Park Pettus from 1750 to 1757, and during their marriage, four children were born. However, their daughter Frances died in 1757, and just a few months after her death, Daniel Park Cutis took ill and died. Martha hired the best doctors that money could buy, but her husband died on July 8th, 1757. It was said that Martha and Daniel Cutis had a happy marriage. Martha Cutis and George Washington were married January 6, 1759. Martha stayed at George Washington's winter encampment throughout much of the Revolutionary War, at the general's asking. Every year she made the journey to his camp when he was at Cambridge, Valley Forge, Philadelphia, Morristown, Newburgh, or elsewhere. Historical facts state that she stayed with him months at a time. In the song entitled George and Martha Washington by Eric Nketo, the lyrics wrote about how Martha encouraged George to go to Valley Forge and fight for America. And General Washington turned around and credits her for urging him to go. The general rewarded Mrs. Washington's presence, regarded her presence to be of a paramount importance when he was at campment. That so he sought reimbursement from Congress for her traveling expenses. But before she could make her first trip, she had to be inoculated for smallpox, which was a deadly enemy faced by soldiers during wartime. It was deemed that she could travel. And when she was able to travel, she traveled without fear of contracting the smallpox disease or transmitting the disease to others. Martha and George Washington had no children of their own together. However, he helped her take care of her children. Martha, however, outlived all of her children. As the nation's first lady, she became the template for the wives of future chief executives. One important action was to initiate a weekly reception held on Friday evening for anyone who would like to attend. At those events, members of Congress, visiting dignitaries, and men and women from the community were cordially received at the presidential mansion. After Mrs. Washington was presented, the guests enjoyed refreshments. They talked among themselves and mingled. Most guests addressed her as Lady Washington, and some referred to her as our Lady Presidentess. The term First Lady had not been coined at that time. Martha Washington died May 22, 1802, at Mount Vernon, Virginia, at 70 years of age. She was the first historical woman figure depicted by the federal government on a postage stamp and on currency. The closing presentation is reminiscent of the marriage of George and Martha Washington by Fairfax County's 275th anniversary.
The general and I were married on the 6th day of January in the year of our Lord, 1759. He was young Colonel George Washington and I a young widow. We had all the neighbors come round and the house was filled with music and laughter. It had been a sad time as a widow, so that marked the beginning of happiness again. In Virginia, all your neighbors come, and when your neighbors come, you have a ball. It was the very finest day of all Christmastide, called the Twelfth Night. There was much dancing. I had lavender dancing shoes, and you know the general still is the finest dancer. In Virginia, we say, if you're a good horseman, you'll be a good dancer. And I saved my wedding gown from that special day. It was made in London, as most of our clothes were in those old days, a gold gown, fine brocade, the white petticoat, and he had put aside then his military uniform from the war with the French, his Virginia blues, in favor of a suit of blue velvet with glass buttons. It went very well with his red hair and his blue eyes. 40 years have now passed since that day so long ago, though my memories are still clear. Yet I think that I never would have imagined on that day what our lives would bring us. Through it all, we have been, as he often calls us, worthy partners.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.